Youth to Help Youth, August 22. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. I addressed the students earnestly, urging upon them the instruction of the Word, and bidding them keep in mind the higher school, to which, if faithful, they will soon be transferred. I desire that these students shall do their best, and not lay any stumbling block in their own path or in the path of others, but that individually they shall strive to be Christians, seeking by diligent study and earnest prayer to gain the training essential for acceptable service in the cause of God. I long to see the youth helping one another to a higher Christian experience. We are preparing for the grand review of that day when every case shall be forever decided. In view of this solemn event, not only the youth, but all who are striving for eternal life, need to put every power of heart and mind into the work of learning Christ's way. We have severe conflicts to meet, and important victories to gain. Humble your heart before the Lord. Keep heart and mind pure and clean, and free from worldly entanglements. Every power of the sanctified life will be brought into the service of God. At a certain battle, when one of the regiments of the attacking force was being beaten back by the enemy, the ensign in front stood his ground as the troops retreated. The captain shouted to him to bring back the colors, but the reply of the ensign was, "Bring the men up to the colors." This is the spirit we are to manifest. It devolves upon every faithful standard bearer to bring the men up to the colors. The Lord calls for wholeheartedness. Many professing Christians lack the courage and the energy to bring themselves and those connected with them up to the true standard. Will not the standard bearers, as brave, true men, bring the men up to the colors, remembering that Christ, the captain of our salvation, is on the field? From all countries the Macedonian call is sounding, "Come over and help us." God has opened fields before us. If human instrumentalities will cooperate with divine agencies, many souls will be won to the truth. The Spirit of the Lord will be graciously manifested. Let every sanctified heart now respond, by seeking to proclaim the life-giving message. If men and women in humility and faithfulness will take up their God-appointed work, divine power will be revealed in the conversion of souls to the truth. Wonderful will be the results of their efforts.